Things Unsaid, Episode 8, Driving Force. Maybe I can read some entries outside? I may as well enjoy the weather. It'll screw with the quality. Does that... Oh, thank God.
Hey, Paige, I'm home. Help me with the groceries.
I suppose I can.
You're a martyr. Put the cold cuts in the right drawer this time?
Yes, Father.
How was work?
Pretty calm. Jen needed me to call and fact-check with a client who seems to have forgotten her entire case.
How do you forget something like that?
That's what I asked. It had to do with her property being damaged, too. Something knocked over a tree. I needed to double-check information on the tree. Size, age, breed, and, of course, where it fell in case someone was hurt.
I'd notice size, at least.
Well, she had that bit. Pretty big. But now that she's been paid back by insurance, I guess she just doesn't care.
Interesting how money does that. Did you have to contact her insurance, too?
No, thank God. Just make sure her account of the event was the same as our files. I would have exploded if I had to rush and call insurance companies today. We had a weird armored truck come to pick up their reports again, including a copy of that woman's report.
Oh, yeah. Your department would have to deal with that facility, too. I forgot. Don't know why security intelligence would need that.
You have the armored truck people, too?
All the time.
Why do you know those guys again? I thought they were some CDC, not intelligence.
They deal with environmental testing in this area, as well as presence in a huge amount of whatever accidents might occur. Claim to have a vested interest in the activity of our parks.
Oh, that makes sense.
They show up off the trails every other week or so, yeah. Usually they give me fair warning when and generally where they'll be in the parks, but sometimes I have to force a permit on them if one of my guys catches them. They're a pain, but they know the rules. Mom used to get frustrated because they always would be present in her interesting stories, but not doing anything really worth mentioning. Drove her crazy, trying to figure out why they were even there.
Why do they need to take every file that mentions them? Have you worked with these guys directly before? Jen got super frazzled because they requested a bunch of reports about fertilizer usage for some of the farms, specifically in the southwest of town.
Requests for supplies? I doubt they were mentioned in those.
Apparently they subsidize the properties, and that's enough for them. I don't get why they need all the documents they do. It's such a weird collection.
It makes sense to them, I guess.
True enough. They must know what they're looking for.
Abigail always said I shouldn't be interrogating government visitors. It probably made them defensive, but I was never too concerned with their actual business as long as it didn't impact my work.
The fact that Mom had to teach you about picking and choosing battles is astonishing.
You and your brother came by it honestly. Mom has been known to be pretty stubborn.
I had a question about Mom, actually. I spoke with Jen's wife, Elise, yesterday. Did you know Elise went to high school with Mom?
Yeah, they used to be in a book club together. Not exactly a secret. She used to be over here a lot more when you were younger.
Yeah, I know. It's just that she mentioned something about Mom being the reason you moved back here right after I was born. I thought it was because you took over Grandpa James's position with the Parks Department.
Well, that's why we moved back here. Your mom lost her analyst job in D.C., and my work at the time wasn't enough to keep us afloat. That's why we couldn't stay there. Mom was the breadwinner, so to speak, for a good chunk of our time together. I was doing pretty mundane stuff with the EPA, so when your Grandpa James suggested I would be a much more higher demand around the Rockies, I figured it was the best thing for us.
So, but why didn't Mom just find another job back east? If it was such a good job, she could have found work doing something similar, yeah?
It's not that easy in such a political area. Everyone knows each other. Once you're blacklisted from your job, no one takes you on.
Blacklisted? Did Mom break the law or something?
No. Your mom didn't agree with some policies her superiors over in McLean were doing. Right after you were born, mom took 6 months off work, and I guess things changed a lot for the worse while she was on maternity. When her complaints fell on deaf ears, Abigail tried to change company functions, which was a bit above her station, if you catch my drift.
What was she trying to change?
She couldn't say. All I could ever get her to confirm is she wasn't ever personally in danger. The downside of NDAs.
Whoa, what was mom doing as an intern?
It wasn't just her work, but anything she may have overheard her boss saying. There are Starbucks employees in areas of DC that have to sign them too. She was analyzing data sets from top secret areas all over the country. Other people collect the information and send the raw data to people lower on the chain. She was good at finding connections and got promoted pretty quickly.
That's so cool.
Your mom was always impressive from the beginning.
Would she have to sign a new contract every time she was given something to analyze?
Just a general one when she was first hired out of college. Each time she was promoted, she signed a new series of contracts to reinstate that she wouldn't share anything discovered or even discussed in her building. She would come home and only get more frustrated because she wasn't allowed to share what she was doing with me.
And she was upset about something being unfair to her?
Sort of. She was always excited by the discoveries she made with her coworkers, so it wasn't about them either. As far as I could tell, she was concerned about conduct with people they interacted with, treating everyone humanely. Her boss said that if she was so upset with their work, she could go somewhere else. Fortunately, they also helped set up our family here in Rupert, bought us this house so we could settle into our new lives quickly.
Why would they be so nice to you? Not that you're both criminals, but if her superiors thought she was out of line, it doesn't make sense.
I assumed it was because they wanted to stay in her good graces.
Did she know something big?
No clue. Truth be told, sweetheart, your mother didn't tell me the specific details of her job. She was more interested in her friends she was making than explaining the science of her discoveries. She was allowed to tell me a decent amount about her work, but I don't think she found the exact experiment she was working on as great conversation. I used to get worried she was hiding something too, but I could tell her job was distressing her a lot. So I had to trust her and not pry. She was working with animals and had lots of testing in that area. After a while, she was getting upset by her work, and it only got worse when she found out you were on the way.
Why didn't you tell me?
She didn't want to talk about it. It wasn't my information to tell.
That's fair.
I think Abigail saw it as some sort of failure on her part. She never really helped out the people being taken advantage of. I think it has some stuff to do with immigration. We moved a few months after 9/11, when everything was getting seriously screwed up with the foreign affairs.
So, getting pregnant with me is what got her out of the field?
No, Paige. It had nothing to do with you. Mom got more stressed about being away from her new child, and becoming a mother really changed how she viewed her work. I remember her talking about wanting to stay open with her children.
But maybe she wasn't that open with any of us. No, I'm not saying it is. Sorry, it just hurts a little.
It's not personal. But I dealt with it from the beginning. She never thought you couldn't handle the truth. She never decided I wasn't trustworthy.
I didn't say that.
But it could be easy to think that, even on impulse. I definitely did when we first got serious. Insecurities happen to anyone, but she definitely doesn't love us any less for a job she had in college.
It's weird that she went from wanting to be a reporter to having to keep secrets. She probably hated that.
Mm-hmm. It took some getting used to, but she really was much happier when she settled into the Gazette. She has a passion that she can oversee for a larger area of people.
Lucky her.
You're doing just fine. You've had a rough deal. I'm not going to tell you anything else, because these past few weeks have been miserable. But your mom wouldn't have wanted you to put your life on hold forever. I'm sure mom will come back, but you can take a year off if you want. Leave of absence to get back on your feet. Reevaluate.
I know.
There's no rule that you have to finish college in 4 years.
I know.
Of course.
Thanks, Dad.
Ah, I gotta pick up Cole from baseball. Can you start cutting the vegetables?
Actually, I can pick up Cole. I think I want to get out of the house for a little.
Sounds good. Dinner should be ready in a little under an hour. Drive careful.
Will do. See you, Dad. This is all such a mess. Ow! Watch it, punk!
Sorry. Forgot you're under the impression you still need your face.
Har har, mister. You weren't looking at me just then. You heard me?
Yeah?
Don't, yeah me, you're deaf. When did you get hearing aids?
Like, the beginning of the semester?
Why?
Because I wanted to. I don't want to go through this again.
You never told me? Cole, your semester is almost over.
And Mom thinks I'm making a huge mistake too, but I really want to do this.
Ah, sorry. Didn't realize you'd gone through the debates already. Should have realized.
I didn't think you'd care.
Whoa, what? You're my little brother, of course I care.
That's not what I meant. Can we at least talk while you drive home? I'm starved and not really here for chatting in a high school parking lot.
Fair enough. How was your day?
Fine. Got my chem test back, and the extra credit saved my life.
Is it still Diaz who teaches that?
Yeah, but she got married a little while ago.
No! This winter?
Last spring break, actually. So she's Ferreira now.
Why's that name familiar?
I don't know. Apparently her father-in-law used to teach here.
OMG! Mr. Ferraro was Mom's chem teacher! That's why!
How do you know that?
He was the chem teacher from the news article Mom wrote I found in her diaries. I sent you that one, right?
Oh, where the kid cuts everything in half? Yeah!
Yeah! I wish I could have ever been that cool.
I'll copy that prank in your honor.
Aw, would you?
No way! Are you kidding? We get detention for being late. What do you think would happen if I ruin a classroom of supplies? No one has a sense of humor about things like that anymore.
Ugh, I guess.
Lauren would not appreciate it either, even if she joined in on it.
Lauren? Is this Lauren your prom date?
Yeah. We hadn't spoken much before this year, obviously. We were lab partners all last semester, so I taught her a little sign.
And started wearing hearing aids.
Yeah, well, not just for her.
Ooh, Cole met a cute hearing girl.
Shut up. It also makes baseball easier, and certain teachers are easier to understand, I guess.
Cole, it's fine. It's your choice. I just thought you really hated them.
I mean, I don't like them. They're hardly comfortable.
Then why do that to yourself? If some clown of a teacher...
What? No, it's not... Who says clown?
I like it, you clown. I am not.
Sure.
You just shouldn't feel pressured.
You've been studying up on Mom too much. Huh? You sound just like...
Oh, shut up. I do not.
You do too. And I already told her it's my choice, right?
Fair enough. Sorry, I'm not trying to push you one way or another. It just seems like a fast 180 from what I remember.
I know.
Hang on!
Holy cow!
I'm sorry, I didn't see the pickup truck coming.
You knocked my drone off the seat.
Your what? We almost died!
Do you live under a rock? My drone. I got it for Christmas.
What do you need a drone in the car for?
I don't need it. I want it. It's a ton of fun. I fly it during lunch.
That can't be allowed.
Not at school, Paige. Hold on. I've got to get to the back seat and make sure it's not broken. Okay. Everything's fine.
Sorry again.
No worries. It's a pretty standard drone. It's got a camera which streams to an app on my phone so I can see where I'm flying it. And I can take photos and videos with it as well.
That is cool. Are you running surveillance operations?
I'm not a creep.
Yeah, of course. I don't mean you peek in people's homes.
What did you mean? I'm 16. I used to take nature photos and gimmicky selfies. My friends enjoy it too. I'm super popular now.
Dang, maybe I should buy one.
You can get really cheap ones. I say go for it.
Have the police used any to search for Mom?
They don't have the budget. Mm. Not for multiple good ones. I thought of that, but the range on mine isn't actually long enough to be that helpful. Only a few hundred yards, which feels like a lot when you're flying it, but when you're looking for one person who could be anywhere.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. Sorry to bring it up.
There's no point in pretending she's not missing.
No, I guess not. We haven't really talked about this yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
Are you doing okay? I'm still not sure what happened that night.
You know how it is. The first night, Dad and I didn't think anything of it, at least at first. I saw the note and we just figured she was going hard at the office. Dad thought it would be fun to make nachos and watch a few episodes of Star Trek.
Original series or one of the new ones?
Deep Space Nine.
Ah, of course.
Well, we wrapped up around midnight after two episodes. She wasn't home, but it was a school night, so I just went to bed. I don't know what Dad did, but I'm sure he tried calling Mom once he realized how late it was. She didn't answer, of course, and that's when he started to panic. Only two officers came when he called. Didn't have lights on or anything. So I slept through Dad giving information and being taken into custody. The next day, I left the house for school without even realizing that she hadn't come home overnight. It was only when the cop cars were waiting for me at school that I found out. I slept through both my parents being—
Cole, don't!
No, I'm not blaming myself, but it's true. Wilson had Dad under a hot lamp for what must have been an hour before he left. I didn't speak to Wilson personally until last week, just after you did. They'd been trying to find an interpreter. Then it was me and Dad alone in the house, just like the night before. Only we actually felt alone this time.
I can't believe the cops didn't inform you. I'm sorry I wasn't there, Cole.
Consider yourself lucky. Dad's putting on a brave face for you.
What do you mean?
You see how he is. Let's make dinner. Voyager is playing on CBS tonight. Those freaking CDC clowns. Oh, I see where you get it from.
Don't stray from the subject.
Sure. He's scared too. I don't know. It must be something about having both kids under the same roof, so he's trying to act strong. But he's really just more protective than ever.
I'm sorry. I never really saw it that way. He seemed so worried about Mom.
How could he not be? Apparently that's one of the reasons Detective Wilson grilled him so hard that first night.
Well, Wilson is searching for other leads now.
Yeah, because I was with Dad for the entire window in which Mama disappeared. It's a pretty solid alibi, unless Wilson also thinks I'm in on it.
To be honest, he doesn't seem particularly interested in either of us.
My point exactly. I feel so useless. Like, I can't even be a suspect.
Don't say that.
Well, obviously, I don't want to be a suspect. But do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes. Why do you think I'm going through Mom's old journals?
You don't really think she's going to tell you where she ran off to now in a journal from 30 years ago?
No, that would be... not impossible, I guess, but... no, I'm not hoping the answer is going to fall into my lap like that. I just need to do something, and she's been missing for weeks now. I had gone to see Dr. Marlowe as soon as I came home, and he brought it up. The police weren't interested in her journals, so if there's anything in there that might tell us something, it would be worth it to find out, wouldn't it?
Of course, but what are you hoping to find?
I don't know. I had a fantasy that she would mention a hiding spot or a fort she built with her friends in the woods or a friend from out of state she always wanted to visit or a place she always wanted to see.
As relieved as I would be, I don't think Mom has been camping this whole time.
No, probably not.
Is it okay with you if I take out my hearing aids? I don't usually wear them outside of class or when I'm talking to Lauren.
Cole, you don't have to ask me. I can drive at sign.
Just because you can, doesn't mean you should.
Okay. Yeah, all right, you can't hear me. Bag. I'm not carrying your sweaty whatever. Ugh, turn on your...
Paige?
What? You okay? Oh.
They're definitely hers.
Dad! This episode of Things Unsaid was written by Julia Wallach with the help of Joseph Vallyhoag. It was directed by Annie Dillon. The part of Paige Gilbert was played by Julia Wallach. The part of Don Gilbert was played by A.C. Ace McCarthy. Introducing Devin Pacheco as Cole Gilbert. Editing, sound design, and composition by Daniel Farrell. Want to show your support for our show? Follow us on Twitter or Instagram at Unsaid Podcast for bonus content. Rate and review us on iTunes, and subscribe to us on our YouTube. Thanks for listening.